This past Thursday, I spent a few hours digging three holes that could fit 32-gallon trash cans in each. It was for a meditation garden that I'm helping my father-in-law create in our backyard. As I struggle in the Texas sun to break up the clichy soil and falling into the holes a few times, I push forward for one simple reason. If I can complete these holes, these are three less things that my father-in-law had to do himself. You see, this meditation garden is his labor of love for my wife, his daughter, and me. I wanted to return his love and kindness with my own act of love and kindness in any way I could. Now, at one point during the project, as a friend of mine and I were moving cinder blocks from the driveway where Home Depot unloaded the pallets to the backyard, my father-in-law asked for 30 cinder blocks. My friend and I immediately started to put cinder blocks that we had already stacked in the backyard onto a garden cart to roll them to where he was working. My father-in-law saw what we were doing and said to us, "Just give me the 30 cinder blocks from the stack that's in the driveway, since you have to bring it to the backyard anyway." We looked at each other and said, "That makes so much more sense than what we are doing." I share these two stories because in them, I see elements of today's gospel reading. One, Jesus took the Ten Commandments and the 613 precepts in the Torah, and like a good teacher who explains key concepts in a simplistic way to help students understand better, just as my father-in-law pointed out a better way for my friend and I to do things, Christ summarized the Mosaic Law with two commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Two, as I mentioned, I was compelled to return my father's love and kindness with love and kindness because truly we owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. God is love, and he loves each and every one of us as an apple of his eye. Therefore, in return, through the gift of free will that he blessed us with, God asks of us to keep his commands and live in his teachings as the apple of our eyes. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in today's gospel, said that the whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments: love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. Thus, we need to view the Ten Commandments and other Catholic teachings, in particular Catholic social teachings, through the lens of love. Moreover, we are not called to live out these two commandments in the vacuum and sterile space that is the comfort and privacy of our homes, keeping our faith personal to ourselves and practice at Mass on Sundays only. Rather, through the reception of the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, and the frequent and regular reception of the Eucharist at Mass, Jesus commissioned each and every one of us to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And here is the hinge, my brothers and sisters in Christ, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And what did Christ command of us? But to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And he called upon us to be missionary disciples to share and spread the good news to those we encounter in our lives, in our words and by our actions. St. Paul echoes Christ's commission in his first letter to the Thessalonians, today's second reading, saying, "For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. In every place, your faith in God has gone forth." My sisters and brothers in Christ, We are called to live out our Catholic faith, beliefs which are rooted deeply on the foundation of sacred scripture, sacred tradition, and magisterial teachings in the public arena, to form our consciences to be faithful citizens. 2 weeks ago, for my Catholic Teachings by the Deacons topic, I presented on faithful citizenship and mentioned 4 basic principles of Catholic social doctrine, which are the dignity of the human person, the common good, subsidiarity, and solidarity. This coming Tuesday, Deacon David Ochoa will present on the 7 principles or themes of Catholic social teachings, which are life and the dignity of the human person, call to family, community, and participation, rights and responsibilities, options for the poor and the vulnerable, and dignity of work and the right of workers, solidarity, and the care of God's creation. I invite you all to watch these presentations because when you do, you will realize that the social doctrine and teachings of the church are rooted in God's commandments to love God and to love our neighbors. This is how we form our consciences for faithful citizenship in our everyday participation in public life, not just at the voting booth. As Catholic, we are witness to God. Our witness to God benefits our societies. Because when there is no an attempt to remove God from a society, the society ends up adoring idols. And very soon, men and women lose their way, their dignity is trampled, and their rights violated. Therefore, our participation in political parties and other groups to which we belong should be influenced by our faith, not the other way around. What does this mean for us as we strive to live as faithful citizens? Pope Francis explained this in his recent encyclical letter, Fratelli Tutti. In political activity, we should remember that, appearance notwithstanding, every person is immensely holy and deserves our love. If we can help at least one person to have a better life, that already justifies offering our life. Good politics combined love with hope and with confidence in the reserves of goodness present in the human heart. Pope Francis writes that every commitment inspired by Catholic social doctrine is derived from charity, which according to teachings of Jesus is the synthesis of the entire law. This means acknowledging that love, overflowing with small gestures of mutual care, is also civic and political. It makes itself felt in every action that seeks to build a better world. Moreover, the Holy Father said that we cannot be indifferent to suffering. We cannot allow ourselves to go through life as an outcast. Instead, we should feel indignant, challenged to emerge from our comfortable isolation and be changed by our contact with human suffering. That is the meaning of dignity. Furthermore, his predecessor, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, wrote that charity is at the heart of the church social doctrine. Every responsibility and every commitment spelled out by that doctrine is derived from charity, which according to the teachings of Jesus, is the synthesis of the entire law, love of God and love of our neighbor. It gives real substance to the personal relationship with God and with our neighbor. Let us bear these words of the Pope's in mind so as to foster in ourselves the desire to will the good of our neighbors. In particular, when we form our consciences for faithful citizenship, and in how we live out our faith in the public square. Because as God tells us in the first reading, if ever you wrong them, they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. Finally, 2 weeks ago, Father Charlie reminded us of who our real enemy is. The person with different ideals, political or otherwise, from us is not our enemy. The true enemy is Satan, who manipulates, deceives, and lies to us, pitting us against one another because he knows that if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. Rather, we must heed the advice of St. Paul and become imitators of the saints, and more importantly, of our Lord, receiving the word with great affliction, with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that we become a model for all believers. For it is as Pope Francis said, for us Catholics, the wellspring of human dignity and fraternity is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. We believers are challenged to return to our sources in order to concentrate on what is essential. And what is essential, my brothers and sisters, is worship of God and love of our neighbors.